Welcome to the Small Caps Podcast, where we discuss news and information related to ASX-listed companies and financial markets, keeping investors informed. Note that the content in this podcast is not financial or investment advice, and be sure to head over to smallcaps.com.au to get the latest market news. Now, without further delay, here's today's podcast.
Welcome back to Small Caps. My name is Kerry Stevenson, and today I'm delighted to be able to be bringing you Tony Rivera. Tony is the Managing Director of Azure Minerals, which has had a lot of news lately. The ASX code is AZS. Welcome to the program, Tony. Lovely to see you over in Perth.
Thank you, Kerry. It's a pleasure to be here and to be able to talk about the Azure story.
Don't you love a Zoom environment? Listen, there's been a lot of news lately, Tony, because you've been focusing on the Mexican silver project, which we will get to in a moment. But the latest news is projects in Western Australia. Could you share with our listeners the slight change of direction for Azure, but in a very positive way, isn't it? Because this is exciting times.
Absolutely. Yeah, we pivoted out of Mexico and back into Western Australia with a deal that we've done with Mark Creasy. Now, Mark Creasy is a well-renowned and very successful prospector and mine finder here in Western Australia. And he and I have been having conversations for the last couple of months about some of his projects being allocated to Azure Minerals. And I won't say the word given, because that was a commercial transaction, but he was very happy to give some of his very highly prospective projects to Azure Minerals, and we were able to close that deal in July, and it's full steam ahead now.
So you now Mark Creasy's been a shareholder for quite some time, and he's very very supportive of Mexico. And I said we'll get into Mexico in a moment, but why these projects, and what was Mark's reasoning behind? I guess, is it a joint venture? Tell us the terms of the deal and how it works.
Yes, it's a joint venture. Now, these are four projects. There's one nickel project and three gold projects. And all four of them are owned 100% by Mark Creasy and his private companies. So when I was in discussions with Mark, the first thing he pulled up was he said, Tony, I have got a really great nickel project in the Pilbara, and it's ideal for you and Azure Minerals, considering your history with the discovery of Cosmos and at Jubilee Mines, and doing so well there. I really rate this new nickel project we've got, and it's got a great new discovery on it, and I'd like to put it into Azure Minerals. And along with that, I'm quite happy to throw in another three gold projects as well. So yeah, one nickel project, three gold projects have come into the company. Now the structure is a typical Creasy type deal. Basically, he owns a minority interest in the projects, either 30 or 40%, plus he also takes a large position in the company. So in these particular two deals that we've done, the first one on the nickel project, it's a 60-40 joint venture. Immediately, we own 60%, he owns 40%. And plus the three gold projects are 70% Azure and 30% with Creasy. And for those joint venture ownerships, we paid Mark Creasy 40 million shares in the company, which gives him a 19.1% stake in Azure Minerals. So no money changed hands. We just paid for the projects with Azure shares. There's no further payments to be made to Mark Creasy. And we do free carry his expenditure all the way through to the decision to mine.
Does he have a seat on the board?
If he asked for a seat on the board, I'm sure that we would favourably consider that, but that request has not been made yet.
Okay, so let's talk about the first project, and then we'll get into gold. So the first project I want to talk to you about is the Andover, nickel copper, isn't it? Nickel copper project. Sure. In West Pilbara. Tell us about that. I believe you're going to start drilling on that in September.
That is correct. This is one exciting project. It's a tenement or a project that's been owned by Mark Creasy for many, many years. And he's carried out a significant amount of high quality exploration, including airborne geophysical surveys, ground geophysical surveys. And then in 2018, he drilled seven holes. Now those seven holes were aimed at four different targets, and he hit nickel sulfide mineralization in three of those targets. So that's an incredible success rate, 75% success rate. And two of those targets returned nickel and copper mineralization over economic widths and grades. So we're talking, one of the holes hit 26 meters at over a percent nickel, including 7 meters at 2.6% nickel and over 0.5% copper. So really, really good nickel and copper intersections there. And there's many, many more targets on the project that have yet to be drilled. So those seven holes are really the only seven holes that have been drilled in the modern era into this project. And they are discoveries. Mark Creasy has made two new nickel discoveries on this project. And for him to vend the project into Azure Minerals, it's a huge vote of confidence in the company, our skill set in terms of nickel exploration, and of course my history with being the co-discoverer of Cosmos.
Which is pretty exciting, I agree. Nickel seems to be a little bit on the radar at the moment. Is the nickel price has strengthened, and there seems to be a bit of interest in nickel. What's that down to at the moment? I'm just putting my inquiry hat in that.
Well, nickel is always one of those industrial metals that it tends to be quite volatile in its rise and fall in terms of its prices. But right at the moment, it's on the rise because everyone's looking to use nickel in their the batteries for the electric vehicles and home storage and things like that. And of course, the great Elon Musk came out the other day and said his Tesla factory wants to buy a heap of nickel from somewhere in the world. So nickel prices went up and nickel companies went up in price. And for us, it's a fantastic opportunity to go into a project where the discovery has already been made. And we can just go straight into the ground and start drilling. And you're quite right, we will be drilling there in September, in the middle of September. Prior to that, we'll be putting the geophysical crews on site in late August, and they will fine tune and refine the targeting for the drilling. And then the drills will hit the ground in mid-September, and we'll be drilling. The plan is to continue drilling all the way through to the end of the year.
Wow, that's a big drill program. So is that the focus at the moment? Because you've got three gold projects as well, but this one, like I can see from your body language that this one is pretty exciting for you.
This is really exciting because once again, this is, as I said, this is a discovery, a nickel discovery that was made by Mark Creasy and his group when he drilled it in 2018. And it's a brand new, now recently reported discovery. He never announced this to the market. Because he has a private company. He doesn't have to announce these discoveries. So when he vended the project into Azure, we were the first people to actually talk about this new discovery. And it is exciting. It's fantastic. And I am absolutely thrilled that he's entrusted a project with us that we can get out there and start drilling and make this thing a whole lot bigger and develop it all the way through to the mining stage.
Do you think the market has recognized this discovery and the potential future role this will play in the company?
I don't think so yet. I think the market in some ways is still thinking of us as a silver focused company in Mexico. And it's just trying to get the news out there that we've actually got not only a great silver project in Mexico, but we've now got a great nickel project here in Western Australia, plus some three other gold projects here in WA as well. So it's about informing the market about what we're doing. And I think the first or second drill hits that we have in this area is really going to excite the market. It's going to be, I have very high expectations for success on our first drilling program.
Well, congratulations on that one, Tony. Well done. What about the goal? Because we talked about four from Mark Creasy. First of all, why did he decide that he wanted to do this venture with you? And let's talk about that in the entirety. So it's four projects, three gold and the nickel copper. Why Azure? What was the, I know he's a shareholder, but without
other reasons. And he has been a shareholder since the original IPO in 2003. So he's been very supportive all the way through our journey. But the first project that he decided to vend into us was the nickel project. And he decided to do that because of my history of successful exploration with Jubilee Mines and the discoveries we made at Cosmos and Cosmos Deeps and the other associated deposits. So he was very, very excited to be able to allocate or vend that project into the company because he knew that I'd be taking it very seriously. And I've got, and we have as a company, the skill set to actually drive this forward.
Good to know. So let's talk about the gold ones then.
Yeah, the three gold projects, there's three of them. There's called Turner River, Meanthena and Coongan. And they're all located in very good areas. And I might have actually just mentioned on the Andover Nickel project, it's right next door to Karratha. So it's a short flight out of Perth, and then half an hour later, you're on site. The Turner River project, the Turner River Gold Project, is located just half an hour's drive south of Port Hedland. So once again, a great location. And Turner River is comprises two exploration license applications that are, so the licenses are not yet granted, covers 450 square kilometres, and they are located right next door to the Mallina project, which is operated by De Grey Mining. And De Grey Mining have had enormous success recently. They've got over 2.2 million ounces of gold in resources. They've just discovered the fantastic Hemi gold deposit. And our Turner River project is located within 7 kilometres of the De Grey property. And we've got the same geology and the same structures. And it's an exciting project as well. And it's never been explored and it's never been drilled. And this is because there have been applications that Creasy has held for so many years that no exploration has been carried out on the project, let alone any drilling. So the fact that it's so close to the De Grey property, the fact that it contains the same geology, it's got the same structures running through it as that run through the Hemi gold, the new Hemi gold deposit. Plus, you know, it's never been explored. It's as good as a greenfields project as one could ever hope to get.
So, Tony, when are you going to start drilling up there? That sounds pretty exciting. Because you know,
it is very exciting. We still have to get the tenements granted first. And we're working with the Creasy Group and with the Mines Department to get those granted. I'm hopeful of having that done this year before Christmas, so we can be on the ground drilling in the early part of next year.
Fantastic. Tony, lots going on in Australia. But Azure Minerals has been known for the Alacran project in Mexico. Now, I understand that due to COVID and travel and all this sort of stuff, it is difficult. Can you tell us, is that still part of the Azure story?
Oh, very much so. Our Alacran silver project is probably the number one asset in the company at the moment. It's got 32 million ounces of silver, 200,000 ounces of gold, room to grow, and to make those resources bigger. It's got a new copper discovery that we made only in February of this year when we drilled into a new copper sulfide body that was buried. And we put two holes into it, both hit good mineralization, and we've yet to follow that up as well. So you've got copper discoveries, you've got 32 million ounces of silver, 200,000 ounces of gold in measured and indicated resources, sitting on top of a hill in a tier one mining jurisdiction being northern Mexico. It doesn't get any better than that. And it's been a major asset of the company for several years now. We've continued to grow it, and it will continue to grow with further drilling. So I know that we've had our activities are being curtailed somewhat because of the COVID virus, and particularly in Mexico, my heart goes out to the people over there because it's been severely affected in terms of not only the number of cases but the number of deaths. But the government is working hard to reopen the industries and the mines in particular. And so up until now, or over the last few months, we've either worked from home or we've been doing, and I say we, it's our geological team that's over there, have been doing some early stage target fact checking on the ground. And we anticipate that we'll be back out there drilling sometime in the last quarter of this year, perhaps in October. And we've got some really good targets, silver, gold and copper targets that we'll be following up on. And by no means have we forgotten about our Mexican assets. They're a very important part of our company.
And they will continue to be developed, even though COVID, because you've got a team on the ground over there.
Yes, our team of local team of three Mexican geologists, and they're very, very good. They've got some great success in their own right behind them, finding these deposits over there. And they're back out there working. Of course, they're taking all the precautions that need to be taken. But things seem to be going smoothly over there and for our team. And as I said, we will be back on the ground later this year and drilling to make those silver and gold resources much bigger.
Tony Rivera, you have got some exciting things happening. I'd really love to have another chat with you later in the year, because I'm sure just from the sound of everything that's going on, this is a very exciting time for Azure Minerals. Any last comments for our listeners out there?
Well, Kerry, I'd love to have another talk to you later in the year and tell you all about these fantastic nickel hits that we've had up there at the Andover project, and making the Creasy discovery much bigger and much better, and advancing it along. So I'm really excited by the Andover nickel project. And not only that, but the silver project over in Mexico. We'll get cracking again on that later this year and do some more drilling there, and just to make that better as well. And as we've seen recently, the silver price has more than doubled since March. Gold has gone up a long way. So our assets in Mexico are worth a heck of a lot more than they were a few months ago. And to be still exploring and drilling on a silver project is very exciting for all of the market here in Australia and our shareholders.
It's all about the shareholders at the end of the day, isn't it, Tony? So I really appreciate you talking with us today, and we'll catch up with you later in the year. Thanks for joining.
Sounds great, Kerry. Thank you very much. Bye-bye.